This is a Decency Minute. I'm Bill Johnson. Last week, Trump's electoral victory was certified in the House of Representatives by none other than Kamala Harris, whose duty it was as the vice president. At almost the exact same time, radical leftist Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced his resignation from the nation's leadership. That same week, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg announced a policy change affecting the site's censorship practices, namely that invariably leftist third-party, so-called fact-checking organizations would no longer be contracted to separate fact from fiction on Facebook. Then the single most listened to man in the world, the infamously skeptical Joe Rogan, featured evangelical apologists on his podcast, exposing millions of listeners to the gospel and providing excellent answers and perspectives for those who share Rogan's skepticism. These things all have very little to do with each other, but it sure does feel good to report some good news. Thank you, Lord. This is a Decency Minute. I'm Bill Johnson.